Hey, in my studio here today, Travis Durand is with us. He's a senior at Turtle Lot Memorial High School, and I've recently learned of his story. And I said, geez, Travis, come on down and talk to us on the radio. Travis, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, too.
Pleasure to have you here today.
Thanks for having me.
Again, a senior at Turtle Lot, and I think a pretty extraordinary story. Travis has lost 115 pounds since last September. And what was your starting weight?
My starting weight was about 295, close to 300, right in that
295. Range. So you're a junior in high school, and you weigh 295 to 300 pounds.
Yeah.
What was life like at 295 to 300 pounds?
Compared to now, it was terrible. I was always tired and sluggish and an easy target to be picked on for bullies.
And were you picked on?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that.
I was, through school, I've been picked on. Freshman and sophomore year was actually pretty bad. It got to a pretty harsh point. But then junior year, I was like, you know what? I just need to change. You know, it was an easy change. Well, I wouldn't say easy, but it was something that I could change. And I've noticed that since I've lost the weight, I've gotten a lot more confident, and I've actually gone out and, like, talked to people more, and I actually have a lot more friends now.
The people who bullied you, have they acknowledged what you've accomplished?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they definitely.
So they've come around.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I mean, the bullying was wrong, you know, to start with, but I guess you got to give them credit for coming around, and perhaps they've realized what they've done as well. Has weight been an issue for your entire life?
I can remember at a young age, I'm not exactly sure when, I'd say like maybe second grade, weight was definitely an issue. When I was young, I was told that I had asthma, so I really didn't want to participate in sports, and because of my size, I stayed out of gym class and other outside activities and just didn't want to do anything. So I guess it was a problem.
You went to local schools, the Mary R. Fisher Elementary, Thompson Middle.
Yep.
So right through the system. In second grade, were you the heaviest kid in class?
I wouldn't say the heaviest, but I was definitely in the ranking for heaviest.
Mm-hmm. Did you were you ever teased in an elementary school level from other kids?
Honestly, I really can't remember back that far. I do remember getting bullied about weight here and there, but... Yeah. Really, middle school and beginning of high school is where the bullying with my weight really picked up.
It got more pointed as you went on and got a little older. Is it a family issue? Are there a lot of heavy people in your... Are you surrounded by heavy people in your family?
No, I wouldn't say I'm surrounded by heavy people. I mean, there's a couple here and there. That's partially because my grandmother is such a good cook.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. And I understand that, believe me, because my wife is an awesome cook and as well. So was that the reason you just love to eat? You just overeat? Was that
the
deal?
Just love food.
Yeah. Yeah. You often hear about people who overeat, overindulge on food because of other issues. Did you feel that was a problem, or you just like to eat? What was the deal?
Well, I really liked eating, but I also found that when something went wrong in my life, I turned to food for comfort.
Yeah.
So that is definitely why I gained so much weight.
Now, you often too hear about you know, developing teens and high school kids, and you'll always hear parents say, oh, these kids, they eat me out of house and home. And these are kids that are not obese, kids who don't have weight problems, and parents routinely joke that, my God, my food bill is off the charts. They bring their friends over, forget about it. They're like locusts. So I think growing, developing teens have big appetites, I think, to begin with, especially boys. What was, again, going to the bad old days as a, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior in high school, I don't know, what was a typical day for you? What kind of food would you eat each day?
I'd eat just a lot of junk food.
Just junk food.
Okay. I would bring quite the sizable lunch to school. I'd have my soda. I'd go home from school and I'd eat more junk food, drink more soda. I probably drank about a 12-pack of soda almost every day.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
So soda was huge. When you say junk food, are we talking like snack chips and
Twinkies
and things
Twinkies, Oreos, all the sugary.
How about, I don't know, was fast food, was that a big part of your diet?
I didn't go to fast food often, but when I did, I'd order almost everything on the menu.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So so you're eating, you get to 295, 300 pounds, you're a junior in high school, and you said, I got to do something about this. And did you do this yourself? I mean, did a doctor say you had to do something? Did someone step on you here and say, let's go straighten this out? Or
nope, I did this by myself. My gym teacher, Mr. Prentice, pushed me, and thank God he did. And once I started working out and the pounds started coming off, I was like, oh, I feel really good. So I kept doing it. And then I just kind of made it into a big thing, big part of my life, and just kept going for it.
What did you do on day one? Day one of I'm a new man, I'm starting today. What did you do on that first day?
I'd have to say that my first day starting was definitely in school because I had a class where I was in the weight room, and I started doing weights and everything, and I felt really good, and I was like, oh, I'll just lift and get a little bit more active. Never really set any plan out and or anything. I just kind of did something active. And
so you kind of just fell into this. You didn't say starting tomorrow. You didn't psych yourself up.
I just kind of fell right into it.
It kind of developed.
Didn't set anything up. And just,
at what point did Mr. Prentice step in and maybe realize, hey, he seems a little bit interested in lifting these weights right here. I think I'm going to zero in on this. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I'd definitely say that he stepped in as soon as he saw my interest in lifting weights. And once I started getting really passionate about strength training, I'd say that he definitely pushed me harder.
How long did it take before you said, by golly, I've lost 10 pounds? I mean, how that must have happened quickly.
I'd probably say within the first couple of weeks.
How did that feel?
It felt great. Seeing how fast I could lose the weight was definitely a big motivator for me. And I'd say within the first month, I lost about 20 or 30 pounds. And I kept going back and forth.
How soon before people were noticing?
Definitely a couple months. Mr. Prentice, actually, he would point it out when I would be in the gym. He'd be like, oh, wow, looks like you're slimming down. And then other people would comment on it as well.
How did that feel when you started hearing from unsolicited kind remarks from people saying, wow, Travis, what's up? You losing some weight? Did that make you feel good?
That made me feel amazing. Because it made me know that it's not just, like, I'm not just imagining this happening. It's people are noticing it, and they can tell that they're making a difference.
So, you got a taste of it. You got a taste of 10, 15, 20 pounds lighter. You got a taste of people noticing. You got a taste of people saying nice things instead of mean things. So, was it a cumulative effect? You just said, hey, this is pretty good. I'm going to keep going? Or is that kind of what happened?
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. People started complimenting me more and more. And so I'm like, oh, I'll just keep going. Imagine what they'll say when I lose 40 or 50 pounds. And
how did you attack your soda habit?
I just, cold turkey, just stopped.
Really? Well, and replaced it with what? What do you drink?
Water.
With water, which is the smartest thing you could do. Was that hard?
It was. Because I had a lot of temptations to go and just drink the soda again, but I was able to just say no and just keep drinking the water.
All right, and all the fast food, the Oreos, the Twinkies, the things like that, potato chips or whatever, were replaced with what?
I definitely ate a lot more fruit, and I eat a lot more salads now.
You weren't fussy like I. You just ate junk food because you hate vegetables. I mean, do you like all foods? Or
I like all foods.
Yeah.
I just ate junk food because
some people are obese and they have a diet of soda and fast food and junk food because they can't stand vegetables. So that wasn't really an issue.
No, I just really just the food was the junk food was there and available. It was ready. I just had to open it and shove it in my mouth.
What about this is no organized diet. And I love this because I've dieted before. I've done pretty much every ridiculous fad diet that ever came out. I've did all of them, lost weight on every one of them, and then at some point you stop because it's not really how to live, and then it all comes back and then some. I've done that cycle so many times in my life. And then I joined a gym 6 years ago, and I'm still at the gym, and I'm where I want to be and still improving. And it was just eat less, exercise more. That's it. Eat less, exercise more. That's what you've done, right?
Yep.
Just eat less, exercise more. There's no
exactly
magic bullet. Like, you got to buy this book or you got to take this pill. Eat less, exercise more. And now you've lost 115 pounds since last September. So... how do you feel now?
I feel amazing. I honestly feel like a new person. I have more energy to get up and go out and do something, whether it be going for a run or a walk or just doing yard work or something. I actually feel like I can get up and do that without having to sit down to catch my breath or anything.
What's a normal day for you today? What will you eat? What will you consume today? What will cross your lips today?
I'm not really sure. I haven't planned out any meals or anything, but probably maybe a granola bar or, for when I get to school for breakfast or something. Then I'll have lunch. I'll probably just pick at some things and I'll eat when I get home. Probably have a fruit cup or a yogurt or something. And then for supper time, it's whatever my family's already planned out, and I'll just take my portion that I want and mm-hmm. be done with it.
Okay. And you'll drink the water, lots
yep.
of water.
Yep.
And is it no soda, or do you occasionally have soda?
I occasionally have soda. Normally when it's when I'm going out to eat to a restaurant or something, I'll have a glass of water with my soda or something.
Do you deprive yourself if it's a birthday party and they're cutting cake and everyone's having cake and singing happy birthday? Do you have some cake and ice cream, or do you say no?
If I want it, then yes, I'll have it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, and it's going well for you. Obviously, you're motivated. You've accomplished something huge. Do you wish to lose more weight? Are you where you want to be now? Is it all about maintaining, or where are you at now?
I'm at my goal weight. I'm happy with my weight right now. Now my main focus is going to be to tone and tighten up my skin and everything, and eventually get some abs.
Yeah. Is that right? That's good, man. I'm so happy for you. I love your story. And when I first heard of this, and someone else recommended you to be on the air, and I said, geez, a high school kid. You know, I mean, you're a high school kid, and there's all different things going on with high school kids, men and boys and girls. And I said, are you sure it's okay to talk about this on the air? Is he okay with that? And they said, absolutely. So you're good with this. Have you spoken to other groups or, I don't know, your class or classmates about this?
I did give a quick speech in one of my classes about losing the weight and everything, kind of like as an inspiration type of story.
Yeah.
But other than that, I really haven't spoken to any groups, I'd say. Yeah. I've talked to individuals that have asked me and stuff, but...
Well, you're certainly not the only young person who is obese, because all you have to do is look around grade school, middle school, high school, every community in our region, nationwide, they're everywhere. What would your advice be to someone who perhaps is in high school and who is obese and they know it and perhaps they're being bullied, but maybe they feel helpless or hopeless? What would your advice be?
Never give up. As long as you set your goal and you push to get it, you can achieve anything. Don't listen to what the negative things that people have to say, because it doesn't matter. As long as you believe in yourself and believe that you can do what you want to do, then just go for it.
Okay. And what are your plans now as a senior? You look to do what after graduation?
I am thinking about joining the Marine Corps. I have to go get a pulmonary functions test to see if I'm clear of my asthma. If that doesn't pan out the way I want it to, then I am going to hopefully go to a college for criminal justice and eventually become a police officer.
So your goal now is to be a Marine?
Yep.
Yep. Paris Island, here we come.
Hoorah.
All right. You are the man, Travis. I love your story. I want to thank you so much for sharing this story. You're so well-spoken and eloquent for a high school senior. Not that I'm surprised by that. We see it all the time here. And, man, I just applaud. I applaud your story, and I especially applaud your willingness to share your story. And as you told me off the air, man, if I could just, you know, it's the classic, if I could just inspire someone, even one person, another high school student, a boy or a girl, to make that first step. And I always say all the time to people who've changed their lifestyles, going to the gym, whatever you're going to do, the first day, you just got to get through that first day. Yeah. You got to do it. At some point, you got to do it. There's got to be a day one, because you're not going to have any success unless there is a day one. And perhaps today could be a day one for someone else because of your story.
Yeah, every mountain's that's been climbed has started with somebody taking that first step.
Exactly. Man, I love your story, Travis. I want to thank you so much, and I respect what you've done here. I wish you big success. I hope all your dreams come true. Keep it up. You're doing everything right.
All right, thank you.
I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you very much.
Have an awesome day. It's 7:24 with the morning team. Good morning.